Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth, the DH, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Porter moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Way then moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. Cowens moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Scott reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Cowens scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from May and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pryor moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison bunts towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Pryor scores. May goes all the way around to score. Morrison moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to third. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Cowens scores. Porter moves to second. It's Royals, 6, White Sox, 6. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for John Way then. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is walked intentionally. UL Washington pinch runs for Steve Braun. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Quirk reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Quirk scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Royals. Fred Howard now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Jamie Quirk now catching. Al Raboski now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny pinch hits for Milt May. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morrison hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Naorodny now catching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.